Ramble.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of You Can Sit With Us. I'm one of your hosts, Becky, and I'm joined by Maggie.
Hello.
Ariel.
Hi.
Rachel.
Hi.
And our podcast, Pixie Miles.
Woo! ow.
Today, we've got a very exciting episode for you. We're doing another Ask an Expert.
And who's the expert?
It's me, baby. I'm your expert today. So we polled you guys on our Instagram stories, mm-hmm. and we got some of your mm-hmm. questions. Mm-hmm. But first, I want to know, like, what's your guys' experience with makeup? What's your skincare? What do you like? What do you not like? Mm. What's on your brain?
That's a good question.
Juicy.
Yeah.
I haven't been wearing a lot of makeup over the last year.
Yeah.
I feel like all my makeup's expired. I don't really know what to do about it. Mm-hmm. But yeah, what about you guys?
I also have not been wearing a ton of makeup, which has been good for my skin, I think.
Yeah.
Because, mm-hmm. You know, I feel like when you're on set or like, you know, whatever else, I cake on the makeup.
Yeah.
Because, mm-hmm. you know, I want that like, I don't know, clean face look, that mm-hmm. it's, which mm-hmm. is like the opposite of the caked face look.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Makeup for me is kind of a mystery, you guys. I do not know how it works. I generally just get what my mom had and then find that it doesn't work and then get frustrated. Mm-hmm. But I think I've kind of figured out sort of like in quarantine, actually, maybe kind of figured out what my skin needs and what it doesn't need.
Mm, yeah.
And I'm sure it's changed since having babies.
Oh, absolutely.
The babies, your skin.
Absolutely. And yeah. I started getting regular facials.
I know.
And that has been a game changer mm-hmm. because, like, over the last 5 years, I feel like my facialist has been like, okay, well, you know, the sides of your face are starting to get dry, but you're still really oily in the middle, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. so you need to make sure to, like, care for the sides of your face and your neck. And I'm like,
my
what?
Neck?
I have a side of my face?
Yeah.
Like,
Nora Ephron always said, the face is the lie, the neck is the truth.
Oh,
moisturize yeah. your so necks, true. Babies.
And they say, hands. When you have like a bad foundation color, mm-hmm. your neck will always tell. Mm-hmm. It'll yeah. tell on you.
Keep so blending. True. Keep yeah. blending.
What about you, Rach?
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Oh, well, I, spoiler alert, never wore makeup. Ever really, unless, you know, it was like a night out or a party or something fun. Just it wasn't a part of my morning routine until the first time we recorded this podcast. And I thought I was going to be behind camera per usual. And then I was on camera and I was watching it. And we're sitting in the living room and I'm wearing this black dress and this baseball cap. And all of you look so beautiful. And I look like a red splotchy monster.
Oh,
I went home
no.
and bought my first
no.
concealer.
No, after you did.
Oh, I was like, gosh. Maybe I should wear a little makeup. So I usually only wear makeup on Mondays.
Oh, only on Mondays. I think in that first podcast, too, we didn't have lights.
Yeah, we didn't have lights. We just recorded. It was really unflattering. I was somehow sitting like this the whole time. You know, like I had a double chin. You can go back. You can watch it. It's there. But I, ever since we started doing the podcast, I was like, maybe I'll wear a little makeup. But not tons, you know. I got like a tinted sunscreen. I have a concealer.
Nice.
I just confessed before we started rolling that I don't usually wear mascara because I feel like it's too much. And pre-pandemic, I liked a red lip for parties.
Ooh.
Or like a fun lip for parties. But it's not very mask friendly.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I get that.
I would get all of
it. So anyways, I pull Becky for help in my skincare life on the reg and ask her to help me how to figure out how to do things. And she does. So I'm excited that all of you get to do the same thing today.
Yes.
So Becky, start out by telling us, how did you get started in makeup and skincare? What was your, when did you become interested and how did you learn about it?
Yeah, I actually didn't wear, I wasn't allowed to wear makeup when I was younger until I was like 16. But of course, I like hid some in my locker.
Yeah, who doesn't?
Who doesn't?
Yeah. What did you hide? Like, what was your?
Oh my God, it was horrible. I've had like blue lipstick. Like frosted classic.
Okay.
Or like lip gloss that I would wear, and then like black eyeliner.
Oh yeah.
I would wash my face in the sink before I went home.
Were you a little emo?
The bangs were also,
you
know, very far over my face.
Oh my God, gotta have the bangs.
Yes. My mom took away my eyeliner once and I bold move. I was like, fine. And I went to the bathroom and I full on did Sharpie on my eyeliner.
Oh,
I was an angsty teenager.
How long did it take to come off?
I don't remember.
Maggie's like, it's still there.
I was like, the longer it stays, the better. I used to wear thick, like Crayola.
Oh my God.
It's coming back though, doing that like really thick dark line. Yeah.
I can't wait till we get to the questions and you can tell us how the hell anyone freehands liquid eyeliner. Yeah. I would like to know. I just
practice,
I like
baby.
Smudge all over my face. I need 45 Q-tips to get that done.
Yep.
Okay. I tried liquid eyeliner one time and it did not work out. Uh-huh. And I was like, never again.
This is not for me.
You can never get
them to
match.
You weren't allowed to wear makeup as a kid.
Yes. But I wore it anyway. I snuck it. And then even in college, I don't really remember wearing that much makeup. I remember I wore Benefit quite a lot.
They were hot for a little bit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I did like foundation and I always did my eyebrows. That was something that like...
Oh, you were doing your eyebrows in like the early aughts?
Well, I had to because mine grow backwards. So the tails, all my eyebrows are fake.
Oh, wow.
What?
Wait, the tails grow the other way? You have salmon eyebrows? Mm. They swim upstream.
I don't know. My dad's do it too. And my mom doesn't have like a lot of eyebrows.
I've never heard of this, nor have I ever noticed it.
Yeah,
I've never noticed.
It's because I pluck it. I pluck them so that they'll, you know, because they've never, in all the times that I've waxed, threaded, plucked, anything I do, they will not grow the correct direction.
Wow.
So I just rip those little bad boys out.
I just draw them in.
I just draw them in, baby.
You don't get to be here.
Have you ever considered microblading?
I thought about it.
Mm-hmm. What is that?
It's like almost like tattoo eyebrows.
Oh.
So they put like a little pigment on.
A little pigment and a little thing. And it's a little less permanent and intense. It's like a very delicate tattoo.
But I get tattoo fever. Like when I got my first tattoo, I'm always like, I want another tattoo.
Oh, you get tattoo
fever. And now I think if I do it on my eyebrows, I'll be like, I want to get more.
Thicker eyebrows.
Give me more.
Bring it to my hairline.
Yeah.
It's addictive.
It is. There's something, some high about it that you're like, same with piercings where I'm like, I need more. I need eight more piercings.
Let's go.
Let me get them.
It's your emo self coming out.
Yes, it's coming out to play.
Yes.
But then, after college, when we moved to LA, I was kind of like switching jobs, trying to figure out what I wanted to do. And I had a girlfriend who was a makeup artist. And I had kind of been getting more into like skincare and makeup once I got out here.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, well, maybe I'll go to makeup school. I think that would be kind of cool. And I thought I wanted to do special effects. And then I actually did the special effects in school and was like,
No.
That is not for me. And then, I just went to, it's called MUD, Makeup Designery. It's in Burbank. Although I by no means think you have to go to makeup school to be a makeup artist.
Yeah.
Especially in the age of technology. This was back in 2000. Not like there wasn't technology in
we are swimming in like tutorials online.
There's a lot of people who are self-taught, and I am just amazed.
So many people. So you can do it. The best things I think I learned in school were about like sanitation.
There's got to be a YouTube video for that too, though.
Sure. I mean, it's probably like professionals telling you what you need to do, but yeah, I don't know if anybody
just
does,
saying
like,
school of YouTube.
The school of YouTube
can teach you many things
for sure.
When you were going to makeup school, skincare was a part of that, or that is something you sort of learned on your own?
That was just something I kind of learned on my own. I was just always interested in it, and since I didn't wear a lot of makeup, I was like, you know, I had a little extra coin to spend on skincare. So I was always like trying new things and, you know, booping around. So I would say I'm a little more of like a product junkie now, where I like know lots of products.
I didn't realize how important skincare was until I probably was like in my 20s. And I was like, just put it on top, like put your foundation on top. And then I'd look at my skin texture compared to the person next to me's skin texture. I was like, why is like my skin coming off? It's like, looks I was pilling. But like, I wouldn't really look at that as a teenager because I was probably in a poorly, dimly lit bathroom and just kind of caking it on. I was like, that looks good. Time like, for the day.
Perfect.
I remember I didn't discover like brushes or makeup sponges or anything like that. I always thought those were for like moms, you know? I didn't use any.
I'm the mom now.
But I just use my fingers for everything.
I use my fingers.
I don't have any brushes.
I only have like under five.
Okay. It's the cleanest way to do it too, because you know your hands are clean. When's the last time you cleaned a beauty blender? I'm looking at you.
I've been using my beauty blender for too long.
Gotta clean it. Yeah. But yeah, after I went to school, I went back to serving because school was not free, unfortunately. So I'm back to waiting tables. And then I worked for Lancome doing freelance makeup for 2 years. So I would like boop around to different malls. And that was not my favorite job I've ever but it paid really well because you were a freelance. So you're considered like an independent contractor who came in. So I didn't really have to do a ton of the like selling of any products, though they certainly would like you to do that. And then after I left that job, I worked at a natural beauty store who did like clean beauty. And I'm not so much into that anymore.
I mean, do you want to tell us why?
Yeah.
The clean beauty world, man, it really takes a pandemic and some like social awareness uprising to see that some of those wellness people are horrible anti-vaxxers, terribly racist, and only care about a lot of money. So I kind of transitioned from being like, I don't say clean anymore, though I do use things that would be under like the clean at Sephora, or you could find them at like Credo or a store that specializes in that. But I've started using more like conventional things as long as they're like, you know, I care more about like the sustainability aspect of how things are made rather than
like animal cruelty.
Things being like cruelty free and not using like people like that retinol alternative. They call it a retinol alternative, bakuchiol or however you say it. But that's actually like that's like an indigenous plant to where our native plant to wherever it's from. So like we popularize things and then, you know, mine the shit out of other countries and places where it's from. Same with like mica. So mica's in a lot of like, it's like glitter basically. Anything that's like shiny or dewy probably has some sort of mica in it. And if it's not synthetic mica, then it is probably coming from a child run mine.
Oh, wow.
Because it's like a Snowpiercer situation where like they're the only ones with the little hands.
Oh my God, to be able to do it.
It's crazy. It's like, look at the like mica and all of that. People are starting to do what I really like is doing like a mica supply chain. So they'll tell you where the mica comes from if it's not synthetic mica.
When you start investigating everything, makeup, where your food comes from, anything, what is living under that rock is really gruesome.
It's crazy. And especially with like a lot of the appropriation that comes with makeup too, not to take this in like a totally different direction than makeup, but like we have the fox eye trend that people are doing, which is just pretty racist. You know, it's like a form of yellow face. Even just like the way we like Eurocentric features are people are trying to make their lips bigger, their cheeks mm-hmm. fuller, things that are looked down on in mm-hmm. other people. Mm-hmm. They're mm-hmm. more popular now.
Yeah.
Without like realizing the history of where those mm-hmm. Beauty trends come from.
It can get very
getting
dark.
Heavy, getting heavy. But yeah, research your makeup. Research where it comes from.
Yeah.
Research who owns. Oh, you want to hear the craziest thing about makeup?
You know I do.
So most of the beauty counters in a mall and most like makeup in general, like if you get it at a department store, is owned by two companies. Estee Lauder and L'Oreal own almost everything. Really? I think Shiseido owns a few things too. But yeah, you can go on like. You can go on there. The L'Oreal website and the Estee Lauder website and see what family that they belong to.
Interesting. Is it just they invest in these smaller companies and be like, come under this umbrella?
Sometimes they buy them and then I think other times they're formulated that way. But there's a crazy thing that happens sometimes where if you look at like a brand that says that they're cruelty free, like let's say, I don't know, something in a department store, but in their same umbrella family, like L'Oreal, they'll have almost like a sacrifice brand where like Garnier isn't cruelty free. I don't know. I'm just saying Garnier. Don't come for me, Garnier. I don't know if they're cruelty free, but they'll have a lower tier brand that's not cruelty free that does benefit from like animal testing because certain countries, like if you go to mainland China, they do require animal testing to sell products there. They'll still use the information and the technology that they use on the higher end products.
But they charge a higher price point for cruelty free.
Or they just use like that information, which I don't, I'm not a, you know, I don't formulate makeup, so I don't know what the standards and the protocol of it all are. But it's crazy.
That is crazy. Like there is a part of the brand that is doing animal testing and all of the like, you know, other sub brands underneath that
can
that
benefit from
umbrella
it.
Brands
benefit from it, but then say that they don't do animal testing on that brand
because they don't. Yeah. And certain formulations too, like I know L'Oreal, some of their higher end brands, if you compare like foundations, a lot of the formulas are very, very similar.
Well, it's just like, you know, they make jeans for, you know, Target, Kmart, and Abercrombie and Fitch in the same factory, and it depends on what the price tag on them is, what label goes on them.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure Kylie Cosmetics and ColourPop Cosmetics are the same
formulation.
Distributor. Yeah, they're at the same like manufacturer.
Yeah, I had a friend who worked in a jean factory, and he said the thing that was under lock and key was not the pants or the jackets; it was the labels.
Oh.
The Hollister labels were under lock and key, and the pants were like out in the warehouse.
Is it so that like someone couldn't make just fake jeans and like stamp a label on it?
It's because that's what's. That's what's worth something.
Yeah. The label, not the physical gene.
Isn't that funny?
Wow.
Guys, we should be like private investigators.
I know.
Into like,
I feel like my mind is blown.
No more you can sit with us. Sorry, cutie booties. It is now Crime Junkies, but for capitalism.
Yeah.
Let's go. Gonna get to the truth.
Right. We're the capitalism crushers.
Yeah.
It starts out like one of those, what's that book with like the teenage sleuth?
Nancy Drew?
Definitely Nancy Drew. Yes, I thought maybe there was. I thought maybe there was like a more current version. Okay. But I mean, Nancy Drew is
absolutely
where I live,
yeah.
Ladies.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. Oh, Harriet the Spy.
There we go.
Oh, yes, Harriet the Spy.
Or like Alex Mack.
What about Carmen Sandiego?
Carmen Sandiego.
Yeah. By the end of season one of the show, we just live off the grid. We're done. We're done with capitalism. We're like, it's too dark.
Miles is like chasing after us with microphones. And he's like, no, ladies, you have to use the technology. And we're like, get away from us.
You have to come back.
We're like, we have a commune in Vermont. Leave us alone.
We're making our own goat milk soap.
Yeah.
Just rubbing it on our fingers. Right.
You can barter with us.
We'll use Kelsey's app. Swapskies.
Oh. Swapskies.
We'll live on Swapskies.
Yes, we will.
We'll trade for beads.
Yes. Love it.
We need beans. All right. Well, let's get back to it. Let's start with skincare, and then we'll move on to makeup. Because, you know, you got to have a good base.
Yep.
You have to have a good canvas for which to paint.
Yeah. Mm. A well-oiled canvas. Okay. Well lubricated.
See, this it just blows my mind because it was not a year ago that I was like, no oil, no oil, no oil. I just, mm-hmm. it has been drilled into my head my entire life.
Yeah.
No oil on your face because it makes you break out. And now I wear oil every night.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm. Like, I wear oil every day.
Changed mm-hmm. my life. Changed my life. Maybe yeah. it's because I'm older and my skin needs the oil. Mm-hmm. And so now, like, I think it's working. But, oh my goodness, I was so scared of oil.
Mm-hmm.
So scared of oil.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't even want to get, like, olive oil on my, like, face.
Oh, yes. Oh. How do you feel about Jennifer Lopez's? Can't remember if it was skincare or makeup, but I just saw a headline yeah. about it, and she was like, my skin secret, olive oil. Love you, J-Lo, but
I just think I love J-Lo, but yeah. I'm like, dude, just be honest.
Yeah.
You are getting, if you're not getting Botox, you're not getting fillers, whatever, like, power but to you, do what you want to do. Yeah. Even if you're not, mm-hmm. at least be like, even Alicia Keys is like, she goes makeup free on camera all the time.
Mm-hmm.
She talks about how she goes to a, like, dermatologist, esthetician, like, uh-huh. she talks yeah. about all the work that goes into her skin. I just mm-hmm. feel like J-Lo sometimes is like, I put olive oil on my face. Yeah. And I'm like, bitch, you're going to an esthetician every other day. I know it. Yeah. I just know it.
Yeah. She looks incredible.
So
right?
good.
Yeah. Right. She looks so good.
But
so
like
good.
The secret to that is not olive oil. It's like something between genetics. Really good skincare.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Taking
it's
care
the two
of your
together.
Skin. And yeah, this weekend, Gwyneth Paltrow, you know, her
yeah.
list of problems that she has.
She has so many problems.
So many problems. But this weekend she did one of those Vogue go to bed with me or get ready with me, whatever uh-huh. the one oh, okay, was she okay. was doing. And she was like, and so I put my sunscreen on. I just like to do it at the high points of my face.
That's it.
Kind what? Of like a highlighter.
Oh my God.
So that she doesn't get burned there?
That's what she said. And it was like, ma'am, you need to put a tablespoon. I think it's like a tablespoon on your face and neck.
She's yeah. supposed to be like a beauty guru. And she's like,
no, she's like a problematic white lady guru.
Mm-hmm.
I could go right. on and on and on about her intermittent fasting bullshit. But that's not this episode. Yeah,
that's not this. That's a different episode. But ladies mm-hmm. and gentlemen and put sunscreen, folks, put it all over your face. Put it everywhere.
And yeah. put it on your shoulders.
Put it on your shoulders. Not like me. Oops.
Okay.
Another question. Do we want to get into sunscreen? Since there was a couple questions
yes.
on there.
Okay. Sunscreen. Yes.
How often do you have to reapply? Mm-hmm. And should people look for SPF in their makeup products?
So for your sunscreen, you mm-hmm. want to reapply every 2 hours,
mm-hmm.
but literally no one is doing that. I don't know a single
yeah,
person.
Nope, well, definitely don't.
Someone
do that.
Asked me, and I was like, oh, good point. Do you put it on over your makeup then?
You are supposed to, yeah. Okay. It's just supposed to get like applied on top of it.
Mm-hmm. Move all your makeup that yeah. you worked so hard on at like 2 p.m.
Yeah, you're yeah. supposed to like tap it on. I've never. I can't.
I mean, it's. No. That just means if you're going to the beach or you're going on a strenuous hike,
yes.
don't wear makeup. Wear sunscreen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And just keep going.
They
yeah.
also, so I used to use, when I was like working outside a fair amount, mm-hmm. I would use the powder sunscreen. Mm-hmm. It was like but then I found that it really dried out my face.
It does.
That makes sense. Yeah. You need that oil.
I need the oil.
Yeah. Yeah. But the powders are good for like, if you do want to do, mm-hmm. like, if you get a little shiny during the day, you can do a little touch-up with it, but it's not mm-hmm. going to be, like, reapplying your tablespoon mm-hmm. of sunscreen,
mm-hmm.
which is also why I don't think it matters to buy sunscreen in your, to buy
kind of feel
a foundation
similarly.
With sunscreen in it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You would have to use the whole bottle to get the amount of SPF to actually be protective, mm-hmm. so.
I'm always kind of worried that it's mm-hmm. watered down with whatever oils and pigment and mm-hmm. stuff that's in
yeah.
it. So it's not, there's not really a good way to measure.
Mm-hmm.
Except by like taking for if at face value.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is SPF 30 or SPF 15 in right. your powder. And you're like, is mm-hmm. it though?
Yeah. And you're like, how much of this foundation mm-hmm. do I need to use to actually make it be SPF 30 on
yeah.
my face?
Because some people like a lighter coverage. Some people like super heavy coverages.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Mm-hmm.
Totally.
Yeah.
And Becky, how do you treat sunburn?
So I usually do anything with aloe in it is going to mm-hmm. be super, super healing.
Mm-hmm.
But I also just take any like hydrating oil. Like I have a sunburn on my chest and shoulders right now because mm-hmm. I was ill prepared for going outside. Didn't know it was going to be as sunny as it was.
Yeah.
And last night I just slathered myself in oil and then I topped it with some Vaseline to like hold in mm-hmm. all of those oils. Mm,
beautiful.
Yeah. I'm just imagining Becky going to bed slathered in oil and Vaseline.
Oh my God. I am just like, when I go to bed, I'm like damp from like head all to neck. And Keith will like kiss me and he's like, okay.
Okay.
A little bit there.
Yeah. Keith's lips are going to be young forever.
Yes. Yeah. I try not to like, Ned and I kind of do the like,
I do that too. I wear a lip mask to bed and he's like, goes, good night. I was like, I already put on my lip mask. He's like, well, put on more. I was like, no, this is expensive.
This is all you get.
Yeah. And so, but sunscreen goes first, right? Before you put on anything else?
Before you put on any makeup.
Okay.
I put it on last after all of my skincare. Mm-hmm. I do sunscreen last.
Okay. It's usually like thickest.
Moisturizers.
Mm-hmm. Moisturizers, oils, like
wash
serum.
Your face and then
mm-hmm. okay. whatever mm-hmm. you're doing.
And then sunscreen as mm-hmm. the base for makeup.
Yes.
Got it.
Becky.
Yeah.
Skincare by decade. What's best in your teens? What's best in your 20s? What's best in your 30s?
Mm-hmm. And beyond.
And beyond.
So universally, wash your face. Put on moisturizer and do sunscreen. That should be...
Zach, I know you're listening.
I know.
Corn Diddy, this is for you.
Yes.
Yeah. Moisture, wash your face, sunscreen are all very important. And then, you know, it depends. In your teens, if you can go to a dermatologist or an esthetician, if you're having any issues like acne, that's awesome. But if you're... A lot of kids like don't struggle with those things too. Mm-hmm. So if there's nothing really wrong. Going on with your face, if it's not broke, don't fix it. Like leave it alone. And then in your 20s, throw in some retinol. I've been loving retinol lately. It's my fave.
Make it happen.
I can't make
I've
it
been
happen.
Trying. I've been sandwiching. I've been doing it. I'm on
Have
my
you been doing it every
one.
3 days?
I can't. Like it crazy. Makes my face
red
when I use retinol. Mm-hmm. 3 or 4 days, anything on my skin, including water, stings.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Anything. I think I'm just too sensitive.
Yeah. How long do you wait in between doing your retinol treatments?
A full week sometimes.
Oh, interesting. It really
hurt because I can't even put moisturizer on my face because it stings.
Are you doing sunscreen?
Yeah.
Hmm.
I don't know. Becky's been working on this problem with me offline, and she's given me some very good tips. But I'm trying. And
you might need a derm to give you like a specific moisturizer. Because maybe you're using just too high of a percentage. Because if you're not used to using like acids, I think they can only go up to like 2% in retinol. It's either 1 or 2% because it's not a prescription because you're getting it, you know, from a department
store.
So start
that in your 20s, unless you're me, in which case I should go see a doctor.
I'm having the same problem. Okay. Or like I was even using like the Retin-Alt, and I put it on and I had like red, almost scabs near my eyes.
Yeah, me too. I looked like a raccoon.
It's so hard. I never used to put anything by my eyes, but I have the most sensitive, like if anything, I used a lot of acne products when I was going through my really tough cystic acne cycle. And like, I would just wait and for it to dry. But even still, sometimes I would have to change my pillowcase a little bit more frequently. Because even if it's dry, it still tends to migrate when you sleep.
Oh, yeah, it'll move a little.
So just... be mindful of that. Or maybe like start out not as close to your eye, because they do say like it helps with like wrinkles, but your eye area and your skin area around there is so delicate.
Yeah, very sensitive. Yeah. And just a pea-sized amount, teeny tiny amount. And then you do have to look at all of your other products. Like when I worked at Lancome, and even when I worked at the clean beauty or the natural beauty store, the number one thing I would find is people like returning things or saying that they had like irritation from something. Mm-hmm. And they'd be like, oh, I was using this glycolic treatment or this BHA treatment. Mm-hmm. And I bought this retinol and I got like a horrible rash. And I was like, man, we're not supposed to use those together.
Yeah.
There are certain, you know, there is a point where you're putting too much on your face and too many active things where you're just going to end up doing more harm than good. So always starting out like really small and only change one thing at a time.
Okay. Yeah. I want a baby face, but I'm not getting it.
You have a baby face.
You do have a baby face.
There are a lot of wrinkles on this baby face. Okay. What about your 30s? Talk to the sofa over here.
30s, yeah. So you should still be doing the retinol.
Okay. What else? What else you got?
If you can go to an esthetician, go to an esthetician.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay.
But at that point, you just want to be like making sure you're like stimulating your face because you're losing collagen as you get older.
So like face massages?
Yeah. Giving yourself a facial massage. You could look up some. Yeah, some Eastern medicine, like you say, like wasas and
jade rollers and things.
Things like that.
Uh-huh.
The other expensive options are doing like microcurrents.
What is microcurrents?
It's like some sort of like, I don't even know. I'm like, how does it work? Some sort of like, yeah.
It's a little.
It's like a thing and it goes like beep, 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 beep. Like a new face. Have you ever seen a new face?
No.
Is it like microdermabrasion?
No, it doesn't like break your skin. It just like helps stimulate the collagen. And it's supposed to like, if you use it consistent, that's another thing is like with all like skincare and any like tools that you're using, if you're not using it consistently,
it doesn't really matter.
You have to be consistent.
That's how I feel about exercising, which is why I'm like, there's no point in me exercising this one time. I might as well not even do it.
What's the point?
Yeah. What's the point if I'm not doing it three times a week?
So then, as you're getting older, if you want to do like a Botox, a filler, there are other like procedures that you can do if that's something that, you know, you want. I mean, to explore. Oh, those are options.
I do.
I dug Botox when I did it in my forehead. And I'm looking forward to being able to do it again. It was such an easy, like, just way, because I am very self-conscious about the wrinkles that I have.
We all are. Mm. If you are in your teens and listening, just take 1,000 selfies right now. Just look at that skin. Just take it. It's beautiful.
But
appreciate
also,
it.
Nothing wrong with wrinkles, guys.
No,
you're right.
Nothing
That's
wrong
so
with wrinkles.
Easy to say in theory and so hard to say when you're looking in the mirror.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And you're just like, okay, yeah, no, there's nothing wrong with them. But then when I see them on my face, I don't love them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I want to age gracefully and also not age at all.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yes. Once.
I'm trying really hard to have my face not age, but, you know, with all the sunscreens and the retinols and all that kind of stuff. But it's just the wrinkles on my forehead, you know, and I feel them. And so, just like Botox is such an easy way to just be like doop 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 doop, and then
it's quick,
and then they're gone,
and then they're gone for a few months.
For a few months, and then you have to do it again, and then they're gone for a few months, and then you have to do it again.
No, well, if you don't like the wrinkles, get rid of them.
Yeah,
if you like the wrinkles, keep them.
We'll grow into them.
Who was it? Someone said something to Zach one time about his wrinkles. He's like, I like my expressions because Zach has like really big.
He totally does.
Yeah. But he's like, no, I like being able to see it. But then he was like, I saw him staring at himself in the mirror. But maybe.
Aww.
I know.
He's like, not right now.
Yeah. Everybody has something, I feel like, that they are self-conscious about on their face. You know?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. All right. Let me ask you something else.
Okay.
Is it actually possible for any product to reduce wrinkles, or is it all a lie?
Yeah.
Other than Botox, which is proven effective.
Mostly Botox. Yeah. It's going to be things like a microcurrent, like New Face. I don't know why I keep like plugging New Face.
What is that?
So unfortunately, most of the things that are like, this will get rid of your wrinkles, or this will get rid of your dark spots. It's marketing.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, things like retinol will fade, like help sort of fade those wrinkles, but not in a way that is
that won't
huge.
It's not going to prevent movement because it can you can moisturize, and that like helps like when your skin is moving, it won't be as tough, I want to say, and like it makes it more of a slippery surface. But like as you age, you're losing collagen, so that's why you start to deflate.
Help you guys to drink collagen?
No, I think you have to drink a lot of it.
Okay.
Yeah, I want to say it's like powder. There's some way that your body absorbs collagen that's not, like I think it's like the powder's bad or the liquid's bad. I forget which one.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. But also, Rachel, for the vegetarian.
I know, it's made from like cow bovine.
Cow bovine.
I would not do that because that
creeps me out. But they do vegan collagen.
But they have a fish one that my sister-in-law said, oh, the collagen's really helping. And then so I drank, you know, like I had a thing of it and I drank it from the fish. I still look the same, it seems.
I could see how it could be like good for your hair.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't think it's bad, but I don't think
it's going to inflate your face to the way you would like.
It didn't change.
Not the way Botox
does. Do you guys remember that stuff that they gave us in Singapore? They were jars that had bird's nest collagen in them.
Oh,
do you remember
that?
Why did we get that? I did like a tiny bit of research because I was like, am I going to die if I drink this?
Yeah.
For anybody out there who like knows what we're talking about, please send us an email because I just remember it's these jars and it's supposed to be like a delicacy.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And it's these jars that have a like literal bird's nest in them, but it's
like twigs.
No, but it's like made of collagen or something like that, and it has like a special collagen in it that like a special bird made. And then you drink it, and it's like, and it's like drinking a whole egg or something. Ooh. It's like
I feel like Ned had it, right?
Ned definitely had it.
Yeah.
Ned will eat anything.
Yeah,
but it's supposed to be really good for your skin.
That's why he's
like
so
really, really good for your skin.
I don't think I tried it, but I like vaguely remember what you're talking about.
It's looked like at jelly it and gagged.
It's liquid.
It's like jelly.
Yeah.
So is it from an egg?
I think it's actually a nest.
I don't understand what
I don't know how it
bird
works.
Is living in a liquid nest.
I don't know how it works.
And I remember hearing about it and walking by.
Yeah.
But I don't remember taking it home.
I don't think I took it home.
Yeah. I definitely took it home. We have jars of it. So I'll bring them.
Oh, you have
time.
Them?
Well, I'll do a shot.
I am the proud owner. And you're supposed to take them like a shot. It's like, yeah. I know.
Okay. Wow.
I'm bringing one.
All right.
I'm bringing five.
I'm not drinking it, but okay, bring it in. I would like to see.
Yeah. Okay. But if you're at home and you're listening to this and you drink collagen and you fucking love your collagen, keep drinking your collagen.
I do think there's some protein in collagen. So if you're adding it to your coffee or something in the morning, it's like bolstering the nutrition a bit. Okay. What is the right order of products to use on your skin? Tell us the ABCs. What are you layering in what order?
Mm-hmm. So you should, the like general rule of thumb is the thicker it is, the later it goes on.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So you want to do things that are really light first and then, you know, move forward. But there are certain things like hyaluronic acid. If you're going to use a hyaluronic acid, your face needs to be a little damp before. If you're going to use retinol, your face should be
dry.
Completely dry, not a lick of moisture on it, you're going to get that flaking.
You get out of the shower on a normal day.
I get out of the shower. I've washed my face.
Mm-hmm.
Then I put on a little misty mist.
Of what?
Water?
No, it's like a sensitive
toner.
Toner, yeah.
Okay. What is toner?
Toner... I didn't realize how important it was for me because I shed skin so quickly,
uh-huh.
but it helped me whenever I'd get really flaky, it helps with like dead skin. So I have like my little...
It helps it come off faster or helps it stay on?
It helps me like when I like do my toner, like I notice I have like brown on my like little...
My
flannel pads.
Yeah.
So it kind of helps me cleanse my skin one step after cleaning it already to prep it for my serum.
So like exfoliating?
It depends on the one you're using.
Yeah.
So she's using an exfoliating one.
Mine
could have
like
a hydrating one.
Okay.
You could have one that has BHAs in it.
I feel like toner is expensive water that doesn't do anything.
Some of them definitely are.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Some of them absolutely are mostly like water and like a dash of oil.
Yeah. And you're like,
definitely.
This just seems like water.
Yeah. I either use a sensitive one that's just like feels nice and like was probably sent to me by someone, so I'm like, might as well. Or an active toner.
Okay.
So one that has like a BHA or an AHA in it, so
and
that
that's
it's
an
helping.
Exfoliant.
It's a type of exfoliant, and it'll help with like little breakouts if you get like little mask.
I heard that. I think I read somewhere that toner helps rebalance the pH of your skin after cleansing it, because when you cleanse it, it kind of like throws off your pH and then the toner.
Okay.
But depending on, there's so many different kinds.
And cleansing is meant to just remove dirt, right? Like dirt and oils?
Yeah, makeup, pollution, okay. Whatever's on
dust.
The skin,
dust,
mm-hmm. boogers.
Yeah. I'm not gonna lie. I mean, I definitely blow my nose when I'm washing my face.
Yep. I love blowing my nose in the shower. Who does
just
that?
Just spraying it everywhere.
It's so sad.
Don't shower it, Maggie. Yes.
No wonder you have to squeegee that thing so much.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay. So toner mist.
Yeah, toner mist, you don't have to do that. If you have one or you like one, go for it. Mm-hmm. And then I'll usually put on like my serum. Mm-hmm.
Okay, mm-hmm. What's your serum doing?
Depends on the, you know, what one I'm using that day. Mm-hmm. I use like a lot of stuff because I try them and then review them. So like I don't stick to too many things like consistently. I'll use a whole bottle and then move on to another one. Mm-hmm. So like one time I was using a CBD serum mm-hmm. that was for hydration. So I was using that in the wintertime. Mm-hmm. And now I think the one I use is like a brightening one. So it has a lot of like rose hip and I don't know. I think there's some grapeseed oil in it. Mm-hmm. You know?
Okay. You got a serum.
You got a serum. And then I put on my moisturizer.
Which is creamy?
Creamy, yes. Okay. I use a creamy moisturizer. Uh-huh. Typically like... If you use a moisturizer that's more like a gel or like thinner, that's going to be for someone that's a little more oily or you want something that's like a lighter consistency. But if you're drier, you're going to want something that has like a thicker, heavier consistency.
I use both. Mm. I use like a hydrating gel and then a hydrating cream.
Mm. Yeah.
And then an oil.
Yeah. And then you can top it with things too. You can put an oil on top of that. Just kind of feel like you're sealing everything in.
Oil goes last?
Yeah. Basically, another way you could think about it is what do you want to work? The later it goes on, other than sunscreen, the less it's going to work because you have other things on. Okay. Your skin can only take so much. Like the people that do those, you know, 15-step skincare routines, if that works for you, don't change what you're doing. Keep doing what you're doing. Uh-huh. But there's just no way that that last product you put on your face is
doing
work.
The heavy lifting.
You're not going to get the benefits that you want to see out of it. So typically, I just stick to like three things in my sunscreen.
So tell me if I'm doing something wrong.
Okay.
Because
your skin looks beautiful. So I think you're doing it right.
You're doing it right, Ariel. It's
probably just makeup. So I do oil at night, right? And so then in the morning, I will either take a shower or I will just rinse my face. I won't use like any products, you know, to like wash the oil off my face. So I'll try to like leave the oil on there. Then I put on a vitamin C serum.
Love that.
That I think has a little bit of like, I love that journey for you.
Very good for sun protection. Yes. Very good for fading any like
dark
spots.
Yeah. I have a vitamin C serum, but it sometimes does the same thing retinol does, which it feels a little intense.
I've been trying to like...
I love the gurus over here being like, let's help our moms.
So I've been trying to lower the number of things that I put on my face. So
because
I feel like so many of them make my face like red and blotchy. And so so try not to use a cleanser on my face in the morning because my face is clean.
Clean. Right? You don't need it. Clean your pillows.
Right. And then I put on my vitamin C serum. And then I actually skip moisturizer and go straight to the Ilia serum.
SPF.
Yeah, with SPF.
Okay.
And I just pile that on because I find it very hydrating.
Yeah.
You know? And I just put that on. And that seems to do it for me. But that's probably why I'm dry around here. Because I use like a really thick moisturizer at night with oil on top of it.
What if you just put your moisturizer on your dry areas?
I could do that.
Just go around your face.
Outside.
Because then, if it's working with like your makeup and everything to just do the Ilia and you feel like very hydrated by it, keep doing that. And then just put your moisturizer around the
Because like I almost edges. Feel too oily down the center and then dry on the outside.
Yeah.
Combo skin.
Yeah, combo skin. It's like that is the definition of combination skin. Yeah. Sometimes I feel a little like bad that I'm skipping moisturizer, you know?
No. I'm telling you, there are people who do, my mom until like 2 years ago, full face of Estee Lauder makeup to bed every night.
And she still has beautiful skin.
She has no blemishes. She has nothing. She looks really young.
We know where Becky gets it from.
Maybe she's born with it.
Maybe it's genetics.
Maybe it's Kimberly.
But she went to bed with double wear on her face every night.
Wow.
Mascara, blush.
Yeah.
Every
night. Some people don't need a lot.
Some people don't need it. Yeah.
Don't feel guilty. No. That's exactly capitalism's
working.
Capitalism.
I know.
If you ever feel guilty about something, it's capitalism.
They want to make you buy things.
And
they want to make you doubt yourself and need more shit.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Walking down the aisles at Target, I'm like, why are there like 7 billion brands of X, Y, and Z? I was like, just tell me what to buy.
They want you to buy stuff.
Yeah.
Well, but we're not done. You do, then you put on your SPF.
Oh, yeah, SPF. Okay.
Yep. SPF and then makeup.
And then makeup. And sometimes I put on 2 SPFs just because I have 2 laying around.
Wow. Whoa.
Double protection. But if you put like zinc on top of oil or something like that, doesn't it get all like clumpy and gross?
I mean, I would wait a little bit. I think you should wait. Do all your skincare and then, you know, brush your teeth or do your hair and then put your sunscreen on.
Mm. Is your favorite sunscreen cocoa?
Cocoa kind, baby.
Okay.
They're my jam. I love it. It's like, I need them to make a jumbo size. I've messaged them many a time. Anytime they're like,
she wants a pump,
yeah,
ladies
they're like,
and
hey,
gentlemen.
Do you need a refill? And I'm like, yes. And I need you to make the sunscreen in a full body size. I was like, I am going through tube after tube after tube. Though I will say it is a zinc-based sunscreen. So if your complexion isn't as fair as mine, then you will have a very slight white cast that is on top of the skin. Mm-hmm. But there are tons of other really great. Black Girl Sunscreen has an amazing sunscreen. It's an amazing sunscreen that works for like every skin tone.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like one of the only ones I found that people have given like super good reviews.
Okay. Live from the newsroom, we are dumping makeup to another episode. We won't make it too far into the future.
It's just too good, guys. It's just too good.
And we're going to keep working on our skin. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Love that journey. Like, I've been watching Schitt's Creek again. My mom loved that journey for you.
Thoughts on night versus day cream. What's your favorite nighttime routine? Ooh.
So people ask me that all the time on Instagram. Also, I'm going to give myself a little plug here. You guys are always commenting, Becky, drop your skincare routine. You guys need to follow me. I drop it like once a week. Yeah, I tell people. I'm not hiding it.
Becky's entire Instagram is like, political activism and skincare.
Yeah. So you just have to see both of those.
Yeah.
What was the question? I forgot. I was too busy plugging myself.
and cats. You have a trifecta.
Oh, yes.
Cats, activism, and skincare.
Yes.
What is your nighttime routine?
So my nighttime routine, for me personally, I don't care about my day cream versus a night cream.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
That sounds like marketing.
Never made a difference in my skin. Yeah, typically it would be the like difference that you would see on a label would be more hydrating ingredients at nighttime. Mm-hmm. Unless it was like a specific like night mask, then it might have something that's a little more exfoliating in it. But in general, for me personally, I don't have two different creams. I use the same moisturizer morning and night. Okay. And so my routine's actually the exact same at nighttime unless I'm using retinol. Okay. And then I'll just wash my face. Mm-hmm. I'll wait like 5-10 minutes depending on how antsy I feel. And then put my retinol on, wait 5 more minutes, put my moisturizer on and call it a day.
Okay.
And you will notice I have never said I wear an eye cream because I don't. Capitalism.
I'm always like, oh, a tiny additional thing I have to have for my eyes? Mm-hmm. No, thank you.
No, just use your moisturizer. Unless you have an eye cream that you love and it's making you feel good, then keep using it.
Yeah. But like in general.
But in general, if you're stressing about, do I need an eye cream? The answer is probably not.
What is the retinol sandwich?
Oh, a retinol sandwich. This is when you're getting started in retinol, especially if you have sensitive skin or you're not used to using a lot of actives. So like... any kind of like acid is going to be an active ingredient.
So should we all be using active ingredients? Should everyone have an acid of some kind in their skincare routine if you're not like 18 and just drop dead gorgeous as is?
Yeah, I would say like in your 20s, you probably like maybe like your mid to late 20s, you can throw in an acid, but your early 20s, you're usually pretty good.
Okay.
But it's going to depend on your skin. So if you're more acneic, you might want more of an acid to do some more exfoliating for you.
Mm-hmm.
But again, if if you like your skin the way it is and you're happy with your routine, if it's not broken, don't fix it.
Okay.
Yeah. I personally used a shit ton of acids on my face. Mm-hmm. Like I've done any, if there's an acid out there, I've put it on my face. And even for me, the retinol was too much the first couple nights I tried it. So you want to do what's called a moisture sandwich.
Okay.
So you're going to put your moisturizer on and then you're going to let that completely dry. Because again, if there's any moisture on your face when you put on retinol, that's what's going to lead to more irritation. It's going to make you flaky. It's going to make you red. You'll get that like stinging sensation. So you wait till it's completely dry. Then you put your retinol on, just a pea-sized amount. That's all you need for your whole face.
And you put it on your whole face?
Whole face. I don't do my eyes. I have too many allergies and I rub my eyes way too often to put anything that would make me go blind.
I have been doing this completely wrong. I only put it on my eyes.
You only put retinol on your eye?
I only put it here.
Ariel! Was it a specific, like, I know they do make specific, eye retinol products.
It's the Drunk Elephant Retinol.
Oh, that's what I use. Because I read that it was good for sensitive skin.
We don't stand Drunk Elephant.
Frankie says no.
Oh, we don't like it. Can we go shopping, online shopping together? I need some help. And I just have to say, if you are pregnant or trying to become pregnant, do not use retinol.
No retinol.
It will poison your fetus. Mm-hmm. It's too much vitamin A.
No retinol.
And keep it away from your small children as well, obviously. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think also if you're breastfeeding and you have like a young child, you're not supposed to use retinol either because if they suck on your face.
This is why new mothers look so tired, guys. Because A, they're not getting sleep. And B, they're not allowed to do anything to their face.
Oh, man.
I have to bounce. Because, you know, this is my side hustle, not my main gig. So I'm going to let you guys wrap up the podcast by yourself. You're my very lovely mistresses. I love you all so much. Yeah,
we love you.
We're the favorites, we know. But I'll see you guys next time.
See you next time, bye, Rachel. I feel like I need to go home and just completely change everything.
No.
I have been putting...
That's not the point of the podcast.
Capitalism. No, Ariel, no.
You're right.
So really, the message is don't change everything.
No, don't change everything.
If you're going to change anything, one at a time.
Change one thing at a time and let it work for about 2 weeks so that you can see if your skin does have a reaction. Then you'll know what it was.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And also, if you like your skincare routine, just because you see someone online say like, oh, you should be using this product. If you like the way your skin looks and you're happy with that, don't change it. Just keep using what you're using. Like, don't feel pressured to buy a bunch of stuff. And most importantly, like, don't throw your stuff out unless it's like giving you a horrible allergic reaction or, I don't know, something crazy happens with it. Don't throw it out. Use it on your body if you can. Mm. Use it up and then buy a new thing. Mm-hmm. But so many times people will have like, you know, a ton of products and then they just throw them out because they're not using it or because they used half a bottle and they didn't get, you know, any of the results that they wanted to see. Mm. You do need to use something for about 6 weeks to see actual results.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And are there like special places that you can, if you know you're not going to use it, is there a place that you can send it? Like
apparently Nordstrom is starting to do Stericycle.
Oh, Terracycle.
Well,
that one you have to clean out. But if you have a makeup or skincare product that's not, if it's gently used, and by gently, I mean you used it like once or twice, there are women's shelters that will take it.
Oh.
So you just have to like look them up online. And then what Maggie's talking about is Terracycle, which is most cosmetic packaging can't be recycled through curbside pickup. I mean, most of the things that we put in recycling can't be recycled through curbside pickup. But there are companies like Terracycle who, if you clean out the packaging, they will make sure that it gets separated and sorted and sent to the correct facilities.
Mm-hmm.
And there are places like Credo, which is an online beauty store. They also have physical locations where you can bring in your used skincare and makeup when it's empty and all cleaned out. And you give it to them for Terracycle and then they give you points.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can use those points for shopping because capitalism.
Buy more.
Buy more.
Wow. Tell me about expiration dates.
Yes.
Many people, myself included, up until maybe a year ago, I did not know that when you flip your skincare or makeup over and there is a number and a little open package, that is how long it lasts once you open it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Are those real? what does that mean? Does that mean at exactly 12 months you have to chuck that thing? Like what are we talking about here?
So it's usually, so it'll be, yeah, a jar with an open lid, and then I'll say like 6 months, 12 months, whatever. Mm-hmm. And that's from the time the product is exposed to air. So basically the first time you pump it, the first time you open the package, mm-hmm. You have 6 months to use it before. If there's an active ingredient in it, it's not going to be, like if you have a vitamin C serum, they're notorious for like, you need to use that in like a month. That's not going to be something that you keep that one product for months and months and months, because the vitamin C is not going to be active anymore.
I have seen
them
get discolored.
Yes. And that's usually the sign that they're past their prime. Huh. Also, things can get discolored the same way like beer bottles. So Corona, for example, is in a clear bottle, but like a Heineken's in a dark green bottle, it's because when the light hits the beer, it'll actually change the flavor of it. So the same thing happens with makeup. So if you leave your makeup or skincare products in somewhere that either gets really hot, so like the bathroom, or you expose it to a ton of light, then it could get discolored or like maybe smell a little skunky. My rule of thumb is for makeup, especially if it smells skunky, then it is skunky.
Get rid of
it. Get rid of it.
It's
if
like
it milk. Smells.
It's like if it smells, it, yeah. It's, chuck it.
If it smells, chuck it. With skincare, just see how long it says that it can be good for on the back. Yeah. And then I also like to check the frequency that they want you to use it. Like I remember I was using this one. I'm looking at you because I think you tried it too. It was this pump. I forget what it was, but it said that it had like a 6 month expiration date, but it only wanted you to use it every 3 to 5 days, I think. Mm. And I was like, you mathematically, that doesn't give you a full, or like it was like you had to use it in a month or something like that, but it was like not using the full product before they said it was going to expire. And I was like, what the heck?
It doesn't make sense.
Yeah. I would just try and like, just use it up. Nothing. Yeah. You're not going to keep up. If you're keeping your moisturizer for a year, throw it out. That's too long.
Things like blush and stuff, I pretty much hold on to those, especially if they're powder.
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't think.
As long as it doesn't smell.
Yeah.
You could spray it with alcohol every once in a while to just make sure that it's like nice and clean.
No bacteria.
No bacteria. Mm-hmm. But I have one lipstick that my mom got. She got it in a free gift when I was in high school.
And you still wear it?
And I still have it.
Wow. Foundations, serum, stuff like that, like that's actually may cause problems. I'm a little bit more strict, but other stuff, I'm like, I'm holding on. Eyeshadows. Oh my God, I've had eyeshadows for years.
What about mascara?
If you break out.
Mascara, oh my gosh. It starts to harden after a while.
You gotta get rid of that mascara. Yeah. That's the one that I'm like pretty. Yeah,
it's about eye boogies.
Yeah,
I wear contact lenses too, so like I have to be
very careful.
Yeah, you want to be really careful. But if your mascara or your eyeliner, if it's like a liquid form, if it ever dries out, put an eye drop in it.
Oh,
like a little like Visine eye, because it'll like reactivate it and make it a little wet, and then it won't irritate your eye because But also, if something's irritating your eye, stop putting it on.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I used to have like a lash growth serum. And my eyelids turned into like pillows because I was super allergic to. My eyelashes were beautiful.
But after like, that's very swollen.
Yeah, I was swollen. I'll have to show you a photo later.
Well, guys, that is all the time we have for today. It was supposed to be skincare and makeup, but we got into it. There's a lot to cover. So we're definitely going to do another makeup haul for you guys makeup. Deep dive.
Part two.
Yeah. Maybe when we do makeup, everyone could bring in like some of their makeup and we can do like a little.
Yeah.
You know, we'll have our little bags and do some like product shots. Yeah. We'll do
the hand.
The hand. Yeah. We'll be like little influencers.
I love it.
But we loved all your questions, guys. Thank you so much for sending them to it on our Instagrams. We love hearing from you.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure to rate this podcast very well. 5 stars. If you don't think it's 5 stars, do it anyway.
We can take criticism. We can take constructive criticism.
Fine, I'll take a 4-star.
Yeah. Via email.
Yeah. Via email.
5 stars.
Not in the comments, though. So make sure if you're listening to us here, download and subscribe on wherever you get your podcasts. Make sure to rate and review 5 stars. stars. Send us more questions in our email. It's youcansitwithuspod@gmail.com. And until then, wash your hands, wear your masks, get the vaccine if it's available to you.
Yes.
We are all freshly vaxxed.
We are. We are
in this room
vaxxed.
And we are very happy about it. Yep. So we, you know, would love if you cutie booties also got a cutie booty shot. Mm-hmm. Okay, bye.
Bye.
Bye.